Okay, so this is a little weird for me. I am fairly new to podcasting. I've only recently, in the last few weeks, started listening to podcasts. So I'm still, man, I honestly don't even know what I'm doing. Feels a little weird. I've been on the radio before, had plenty of interviews in my day job, but podcasting, it's like you're journaling out loud to the ether. You're projecting your shit to everyone, and I'm not entirely sure that I have anything important to say. I think that I just, man, I have some issues, and I think this is the best way to reconcile them. I have a ton of shit going on in my head all the time, and it doesn't always come through in writing or in words the way that I mean it to. So I'm hoping that maybe this is just an avenue that I can like get that shit out, and if it helps other people, cool, whatever. I am not here to be an expert or to like say that I know how you can fix your fucking problems, 'cause I don't know, I don't know anything. I don't know shit. I don't even know what this thing is going to be about. I don't even know if it's going to be published. Published is a weird word. I'm a writer, so when I say published, I think published like in written word, but technology is so fucking crazy now. You know, published is it means many different things. So, you know, maybe this will see the light of day, maybe it won't. We'll see what happens. I think right now I just wanted to talk about how hard it is. How hard it is to be present and to feel things deeper than some people do, than a lot of people do. So, and what I mean by that is, if you're one of those people that feels things, that feels emotions or feels situations deeper than you think other people do, because your reaction might be different. It might be different than that of a typical person or the people that surround you. If you feel things, you know, harder or more in depth than the people around you, I am just hoping to reach people and to communicate with people that feel those things, because I've been stuck in this perpetual cycle of consistent emotional turmoil. And if you know what that means, I think you're one of those people. It is a goddamn nightmare. It fucking sucks. I'm gonna try to remove that word. And I'm going to try to refrain from oversaying that like I just did. Again, I'm new to this. I've never fucking recorded a podcast. I barely have even listened to enough to even be doing what I'm doing right now. So, if this is just fucking annoying you, I am so sorry. I hope I get better at it, or I just give up. Like, this is not my thing, and maybe I should not be doing it. But, oh, there it is again. Do you ever feel like you are just things hit you harder? Like, what isn't a big deal for everyone around you is, for whatever reason, just it jars you. Dude, I know what that feels like. You're not alone in that. You're not alone in feeling that sometimes there are people that just feel things deeper than everyone around them. And it doesn't make you weak. It doesn't make you a bad person. I mean, I don't think anybody thinks they're a bad person for feeling more emotionally in tune to the world around them. But man, I don't know about you, but I feel like a pussy a lot of the time. And that's for lack of a better term. I am a feminist, so I just want to throw that out there right now that I should have used a better word, and I'm very sorry. Pussy was not a right word, but a weak person. Like it shouldn't bother you that much. And if it does, people kind of look down on you about it. And that's so, it's so unfair. It doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make you a weak person. I think it just makes you, I think for a lot of people, it makes you more in tune to the world around you. And being self-aware and being aware of your surroundings is never a bad thing. But being hyper-intuitive, good God, it's like being cursed at this point. Because everybody's got to be so goddamn PC at this point. And I'm not one to overthrow or interrogate the level of PC that's required at this point. I mean, I fucking work in nonprofit. I should know what PC means. Like, I have to abide by those rules on a regular basis. But if anything, it makes me hyper intuitive to the fact that, Jesus Christ, if I feel something higher or more, if it resonates with you more deeply than the people around you, I think you are judged on a regular basis because of that. And it is so fucking frustrating. 'Cause it's not by choice. Like, you don't choose to feel those things. And there's nothing wrong with it. I think that that should be cultivated. I think that that should be praised. I mean, thank God that there are people that still feel something beyond your day-to-day actions and just trying to get by. 'Cause that's not living, man. That's not living. That is just existing. And nobody's happy just existing. I don't think anybody can be truly happy just breathing air in and out. You have to have more than that. You have to have purpose. You have to have meaning. You have to have something that thrives beyond just fucking walking in and out of your front door. And maybe there are people that are okay with that, that are complacent with that, but if that's where all of us are headed, then we're screwed. Like, as a species, humanity is screwed. So I have no fucking idea what direction that I'm taking with this. Like, I got no clue. I have no idea what I'm even doing right now. I'm sitting here, house sitting this place that is on a fucking ranch, and I'm surrounded by this incredible property in Western Washington with these beautiful trees and this beautiful skyline. And I'm thinking about all these things that I want to talk about. And yet I feel I have no place talking about because, fuck, man, I am no expert on shit. I don't know anything about anything. But I feel so drawn to people that feel deeper, that things resonate with them deeper than they do with the general populace. And if you're one of those people, I hear you. And you're not weird. 'Cause I mean, okay, maybe we are weird, whatever, but, I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing at all. I think it's bad that people don't, they don't vindicate your feelings. They make you feel bad about it. And I'm sorry for that. No, you know what? I'm trying to be better about that. I'm not fucking sorry about it because it's not my fault. So here's another thing. Don't feel fucking sorry about things. You are not sorry about things that are out of your control, or you shouldn't be. I can't tell you how you should feel, but I'm trying to tell myself, like, I should not be sorry about things that aren't my fault or that, you know, I didn't fucking do on purpose. Like, don't apologize for things that you didn't do. Oh my God, I apologize for things all the time, and I'm trying so hard not to be apologetic. Because, why? Like, if you're gonna give an apology, let it be sincere. It should be sincere. It should be meaningful. And you should genuinely be sorry about it. And if you're not, then don't fucking apologize. And again, yeah, I have no fucking idea where I'm going with this. I think I'm just spouting off shit at this point. Honestly, I don't think anybody's ever going to listen to this. My husband is empathic, and to me, that did not mean jack shit until recently, which is really unfortunate. That's a reflection of me not hearing him out and not actually taking his words seriously. And I'm very sorry for that. I feel bad about it because I should have taken it more seriously. I recently met a young lady who, she is also empathic, completely separate walk of life. Never, like, she has nothing to do with my husband, but, you know, they've met since, but they didn't know each other beforehand. And, you know, when he told me he was empathic, I was just like, okay, well, you know, you're along the same lines as somebody that's like, you know, I can read fucking minds, or I can control the weather, you know, some stupid shit like that. And good God, was I wrong. Jesus. I met this girl and she knows me. Like, she knows me. She knows things that I've never told her. She knows me, in ways that I was not anticipating anybody would ever know me. I'm not an open book. I'm very protective of certain things. And she just fucking read me back to front. And the moment that door opened, my husband, it was like a whole new side of him emerged, because I was open to seeing this side of him. And all of a sudden, oh my God, it was like this whole new relationship formed. I feel so heartless for not having given him that opportunity. I mean, we've been married for like 4 years. We've been together for a lot longer than that. And it was only in the last few months where this part of him, I finally accepted, which is really shitty on my behalf, because he's accepted every part of me the whole time. And I am not an easy person to get along with. I'm kind of a nightmare, actually. And I don't mean that in a self-deprecating way. I mean it in a very honest way. I'm just very, I'm not combative, but I'm not, it takes me a while. It takes me a while to give you all of me.
and it took him a long damn time. And thank God he was patient, because it was worth it. Like, it's so worth it now. But it took him 4 years after being with me for over 2 and then being married to me for 4 before he finally got all of me. And I think he's the only person that I've been that open with that gets every ounce of me. And if you know what I'm referring to, you understand what that means when I say that you open every single door and you give them 100%. It's not easy. It's really not easy, especially if you've been, like, you know, screwed up in your childhood. That's a whole different issue I'll get into later. I wish I had taken him more seriously. I really do. At a much earlier stage. But at the same time, it took me this long, and I think I appreciate it even more because I know it's not a fallacy. It's a very real thing. Being empathic is a very real thing. It's not like some voodoo bullshit. No, it really exists. And damn, if you know somebody, ask them questions. Like, they can be some of the most helpful people on the planet. I'm looking out in the field right now, and there's this, like, dark spot that's kind of, like, crawling closer to me. I'm getting a little nervous about it, but, not to go too in-depth into things that we won't fully understand. I don't even fully understand until later, but there are certain things you got to look out for in this world that maybe you don't really see until you're on a different plane, until you're on a different playing field. I've only recently started to broach that subject. I'm starting to see things that maybe I didn't see beforehand. Malicious figures and things like that. And I know I sound paranoid. If you're like a normal human being and you don't buy into this shit, dude, I get it. This sounds fucking paranoid. Yeah. And now it's moving. But it's real. It's very real, and it exists, and it can be fucking harmful. So hey, if you're on this level, just be cautious. I'm almost at 20 minutes. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. I think I kind of need to end it at this point. I'm not even certain I'm going to post this, but I don't even have, like, a closing line. Here's my first draft. This is my first draft. I'm a writer, not a speaker, but let's see how this goes. My first draft, Sarah, out, yo. I'm out.